Kora kura mama kura kawanga.
More than 300 NRZ employees gathered at the Parastatals local offices, waving placards, demanding their outstanding salaries and allowances. The railway workers also petitioned Parliament and Labour Minister Priska Mfumira, demanding that government urgently looks into their plight. One of the protesters, Tafazwa Bunu, said life has become unbearable for most of the company's employees following NRZ's failure to pay them their dues.
If the management is so serious about our plight, they should come up with a plan. We're not saying they give us all of it, but at least they give us something that we break even. We can pay those arrears, then manage to come to work. While at least they give a payment plan in place, then we can work, because we work with sophisticated machines. And can you imagine, if you make a mistake driving a locomotive, we're talking about in the range of 3 million, you will destroy a state enterprise.
Another demonstrator, Linda Masarira, who is challenging her dismissal from the company in the courts, said she was also worried that NRZ is not saying anything about the plight of its workers.
You look at a situation like me, I'm an ex-railway employee who was affected by the Zura judgment. Since July last year, when the contracts of employment were terminated, NRZ hasn't been paying us our monies, and they are still owing us our terminal benefits and everything else. So at the end of the day, you see that even the workers that are still there, they're in service, they're failing to pay them. Just last month, when they claimed that they got money from the government, they only paid the workers who had not joined in the strike, and left those who were striking, and those that they terminated their contracts. We need government to intervene so that we get paid our monies and find a way forward with our lives.
Masarira criticized Mfumira for ordering all striking NRZ employees to return to work without her addressing the issue of their outstanding salaries and allowances.
Our take on that is they are trying to make us slaves. Because why would you issue a show cause order to workers you haven't paid for 15 months? Workers were just requesting the money that they worked for so that they can go on with their lives. They're actually threatening to imprison them or to fire them for demanding what they've worked for.
NRZ Acting General Manager, Engineer Louis Mukwada, asked the Studio 7 to submit questions in writing, but he had not responded at the time of going to air. The industrial action of NRZ employees is affecting the movement of goods, as the engines of most of the company's locomotives have been switched off. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi. Oh,